I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 617, More Odd Couples, Please. When you think of odd couples, what comes to mind? Well, I immediately think of Felix and Oscar, Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, way back in the Odd Couple sitcom. It was more about two roommates who were very, very different from one another, but still found a way to get along and be friends in the end. They had opposite personalities, opposite ways of keeping house, opposite schedules, opposite views on the world, but somehow that didn't stop them from being longtime friends together. You know, in a divided world, we need more odd couples, please. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? And that doesn't just mean loving people that we already love, that are already like us. Jesus is a master at putting odd couples together for the sake of the good news. I mean, take choosing Simon the Zealot and Matthew the tax collector to both be on Team Jesus. That's a pretty gutsy choice. That must have made for some pretty interesting dinner conversations. In our world of political division, where the country is getting more and more and more us versus them, on all sorts of topics, shouldn't God's people be the ones trying to build bridges? To create, in essence, more odd couples? Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you that story, share a thought, hear a portion of scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to love God and love others, even when others aren't exactly like you. Our problem comes because we limit our circle of friends to people who look like us, think like us, vote like us, dress like us, agree with us. And that's great and all. It certainly lessens the friction at the Thanksgiving table this year, but it also misses the opportunity to love those who are not like you. You say, Pastor Tim, it's a nice idea, pie in the sky by and by, but it just won't work. Well, it may not, but that doesn't mean it's not worth a try. Scripture doesn't guarantee success, but it commands it. In places like, love your enemy, not ignore your enemy or mock your enemy, but actually love them, seek their highest good. And in places like, as far as it depends upon you, be at peace with all people. I think of what Chick-fil-A did in Orlando, Florida, after the massacre at a gay nightclub. For the first time in the history of Chick-fil-A, they mobilized their forces on a Sunday, and they showed up with free food for the people seeking to help the victims. Now, some thought it was great and others mocked it, but that wasn't the point. The point was, they did it. They were doing what Jesus asked them to do. They were loving people not like them. They were loving people because they had a need. They were loving people because Jesus loved them too. You don't have to agree with them. You don't have to like them. If a group or a person isn't like you, you can still love them. In fact, in Acts chapter 2, the early church was so caring in their community that Scripture says in Acts 2 that they had favor with all the people. Wow. Where do you see that in the world today? We need more odd couples. People who are together in relationship, who are different economically, politically, socially, and even spiritually. Think of David and Jonathan in the Old Testament, one a blue-collar sheepherder and the other a blue-blood prince. They were definitely raised on different sides of the track, but they found ways to also be best buddies. More recently, I think of the authentic friendship between President Clinton and President George H.W. Bush, one a Democrat and one a Republican, once bitter rivals. Clinton beat Bush, denying him a second term in the presidency. But later on, they became friends, I mean true friends, and they did humanitarian work around the world. They still didn't agree, but they could love one another, and they could do good together. Here's the great question. As you look at your friendships, do you have any odd couple friendships for the sake of Jesus? Let's pray. Loving, reaching out, seeking out God, take us out of our comfortable bubble. It's easy to rest in friendships of people who are just like us, but Jesus didn't, and we shouldn't. Give us a friend who is outside of our box, who will challenge us, and who will accept our challenge. Help us to find love in places that others don't dare to go, even in people who are different than we are. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 618, and in the meantime, here's my challenge. Make an intentional effort to genuinely befriend someone who is not like you. Hear his or her story. Empathize. You don't have to agree, but you can always love. Maybe find some common ground that you both agree on, and then work together for the sake of the kingdom. Because in our world today, we sure could use more odd couples, please.